Hi, this is Ken McCarthy, and I'm on the phone with James Martell. We've just spent the last, looks like, hour and a half going over things that we're going to be talking about at the upcoming boot camp in Chicago. God, I'm getting excited about this. James, welcome.
Hey, Ken. Thanks so much.
And we've talked about a lot of things. I almost wish we had the tape recorder running the whole time, but let's talk about the things that James is going to cover at the boot camp. First of all, I want to let people know this boot camp is designed for three kinds of people. Number one, if you're brand new to internet marketing, we're going to give you System Smart Beginners, which is a home study course that will bring you up to date on all the basics. But then we're going to have 2 days of live training that's going to cover all the basic elements of internet marketing, from getting your page put together to finding your market to affiliate marketing, AdSense marketing, if you have something that you want to sell in a store setting, how to set up an online store, if you're an info marketer, how to write ad copy and position yourself for maximum profit, all the basics that you need to know about the Internet. So if you're a beginner, this is going to be a great program to come to. This will also be a great program if you're somebody who's making some money online but haven't made your big breakthrough yet. And you haven't gotten up to that sort of magic $100,000 a year line. If you're good enough to make a few bucks online, you're good enough to make $100,000 or more. You just need more expertise, and that's what this training is going to be about. I think for people that are already pros, who are already good, I think this training could be interesting too, because believe me, you're going to learn a few fine points that you might not be able to hear anywhere else, and sometimes those fine points are the difference between a six-figure and actually breaking the seven-figure mark.
Yes.
So I will say we're primarily going to focus on fundamentals, basics, and laying the foundation for a sound business. James has been in internet marketing for quite a while now. I forget the year that you started.
1999. This will be 10 years
here. There you go. 10 years, and came from another industry, carpentry and house building, discovered the web. And one of the things that James and I were talking about earlier, we're in a particular moment in time right now when the financial world is definitely going through some contortions. There's been some fallout in the real estate industry, in the real estate lending industry, in the construction industry, and we may see it in a whole lot of other industries. And one of the things that he and I were talking about is, thank God for the Internet and for the entrepreneurial mindset. I remember being a time clock puncher. I'm sure, James, you remember too.
Yes, very well.
And it's great to have a job and it's great to have an income, but it's not so great to be wondering if you're going to have a job or have an income. And one of the things we were talking about before we started the recording is if you're good at internet marketing, and we're going to talk a little bit about what that means in a second, you can go where the opportunities are. You don't have to be dependent on one employer or one industry. And let me ask you, because James, you actually took me through some of your websites just before we got on this recording, and you've got one that deals with kit cars, you've got another one that deals with epilepsy and how families can help their children that have that problem. Then you showed me another one related to that hasn't launched yet, related to an industrial product, and basically you're at a point where name the topic and you can spin out the internet whip.
It's so true. It's probably the most exciting time that I've seen online. The conversation we just had about the way things are financially on the planet right now. It's a little bit scary for so many people, but I feel so insulated from all that because we don't really, of course we're going to probably see some ripple effect, slower sales a little bit, but generally it's not going to affect our lives at all in the way that I'm seeing even friends around, even up in Canada here, being affected, because we have this ability to create income pretty much on any topic that we like. And I happen to be a big fan of kit cars and Shelby Cobras and Ferraris and Lamborghinis, and I really love the supercars and that type of thing. So I decided about just over a year ago, I'm going to put a site together around this topic. And it's a good indication, and the site's kitcarconnection.com, and it's a good indication that if you got a passion about something, and sometimes you got your ideas looking you right in the face and you don't even see it, and I didn't. I was in the, I've been building sites for almost, over 9 years now, and it took me 8 years to figure out that I could build a site around something that I'm interested in, really interested in, have a lot of fun doing it, because I know how to, I know, as you said earlier, the fundamentals. I know how to put the pieces of the puzzle together to earn income online.
And what you're doing with all your sites is you're basically through content and positioning the content in a certain way, and that's one of the things you're going to be getting into in the training. But through content, you're creating a traffic magnet. And it's not just traffic that you're attracting. It's real people who get involved in your sites and come back again and again and again, and you're building a following in each one of these areas. So, and this is what's so powerful. You know, when you have a job, or you have, let's say, a business that's fixed to one location or one geographical market, you're kind of vulnerable. But when you have the ability to create a following and a marketplace on almost any topic at any time, you know, you're in another world. And that's what that's our goal for this training. We want to take people that have heard about internet marketing. You know, maybe you've heard about all the tricks and the schemes and all the get-rich-quick stuff. That's not what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about the real business. James has been in this for almost 10 years. I've been in this now for, this is my 15th year. Between he and I, we probably have hundreds of colleagues that do this full-time for a living. This is real stuff, if you do it right. If you chase get-rich-quick schemes, you're probably not going to have much luck. But if you think about this in terms of a business and in terms of serving a marketplace, you'll find that you will get good results. Now, we both work. I mean, we're not lying on the beach, though, you know, occasionally we all get vacations. But it's a job. It's a profession. But you know, it's lucrative. It's fun. And right now I would say probably the most attractive thing about it, and I'm grateful, and James, you were saying how grateful you were, is it's very stable. James, let's talk a little bit about, you're going to do two sessions. We have a very focused faculty for this event. It's going to be me, James Martel, Howie Jacobson, the author of AdSense for Dummies, Christy McDonald, who maybe not very well known, but very good at setting up online stores. It's a tight, and Cindy Kapler, who's going to be providing ongoing technical support to all the attendees throughout the seminar. Very, very interesting group of people, very accomplished group of people. And James, what are you going to cover?
On the Saturday, what we're going to get into in a lot of detail is the world of affiliate programs. It's how I got started in the business. It's how we've made our money for all these years. I think it's personally one of the best ways to make money online, and essentially we're going to get into all the little details of what to look for in an affiliate program, what an affiliate program is, how it works, how you can set up portions of your business that will run without you regardless of what you're doing, and that's a real key component to a lot of this, is to set up some systems in place where you can get content flowing. And we'll talk about the lifestyle that successful affiliate marketers do have. And we've had the ability to travel the world, literally. We take our kids on cruises, and we go to Disney World, and we go to Disneyland. And we do stuff in the last years that we didn't even dream about before getting started. So we're going to get into the real nuts and bolts of actually how to step-by-step put together a successful affiliate business and try and minimize the common mistakes that people make when they're getting started.
Gotcha. And we were talking earlier about another source of revenue that you're going to discuss. You gave me a really important tip that's probably going to make me a couple of $1,000 a month extra, which I appreciate, in the realm of AdSense. And I've got to admit, I'm slow sometimes, and I've been an AdSense skeptic and AdSense snob. But I decided, hey, I'm going to try my hand at AdSense. And what did you tell me about AdSense, that people really underestimate its power?
Yeah, you know, I just returned from a conference, Blog World Expo, in Las Vegas, and I could not believe how many people were basically treating AdSense like it was somebody's poor second cousin. Meanwhile, I think it's the lead dog. I think it is, as far as the types of sites that we build in the affiliate world, it is, without question, an absolutely beautiful way to make income, because Google, being the giant that they are, they have the technology to serve up the ads. So if we can create great content, Google will automatically, without our intervention, other than putting one little piece of code on the page, they will marry up our content with very relevant advertisers, and then they will pay us every time somebody clicks on one of the ads on our site and goes and visits one of their merchants. So it's just an amazing way to really truly build a passive income stream online, because Google does most of the work for us.
Yep, and they're a nice stable company too. They seem to be doing well, and their checks come on time. And I'm actually, now that I'm using AdSense in just one of my projects, I haven't even spread it out to all the other things I'm doing, but on just one project, sort of a very, very part-time thing. I probably spent 15 minutes to a half hour a day on it, almost on the hobby level. And I don't usually like to throw numbers around, but I am netting over 10,000 U.S. Just from AdSense alone, and I'm astonished. I'd never expected it in a million years, and it's given me a whole new respect for AdSense. And I'm glad, and I'm glad that you're going to be talking about it, because I have to admit, I don't really understand AdSense. I just have put some ads up, and I'm throwing lots of traffic at them, and Google sends me a check. I don't know anything about the fine points, so I'm very much looking forward to your presentation on that. Now, you're also going to do another session that I'm going to definitely have my notebook out for, because I need help with it, which is content generation.
We're going to get into a lot of detail on that on the Sunday morning, and we're going to get into ways that you can, one of the things that I find, I'm a bit of a procrastinator at times, and sometimes I just don't feel like writing, and sometimes I don't know what to write about. So we've had to come up with ways over the years to solve that problem. And the best solutions that we've come up with is to outsource and to get writers on side. And usually when I say hire a writer, people all of a sudden think they got to spend all this money, and they'll learn how incredibly inexpensive it is to hire a professional writer or two, and put them under contract, so every single day when you get out of bed in the morning and you go look at your website, you'll have a brand new, fresh, well-written, well-researched article on your website, so you don't have to worry about it. And this is ideal for people who are busy, who are working full-time, who may not be a writer, because regardless of what you're doing, the content is flowing into your website daily. Search engines love fresh content, and then taking the AdSense model that we're going to talk about as well, letting Google serve up the ads within this fresh content that you're adding every day, or you're having your writers add every day, you've got every page that's going onto your site. When you get up in the morning, you got a potential income stream there that's going to work for you. And one of the things that I always like to think about, when you put a page of content online, how long is it going to be there, and how long is it going to work for you? Well, probably for a very, very long time. So we're going to get into all the nitty-gritty details and get into exactly how to hire the writers, what to say to them, how to organize them, how to give them their own account so they can create the content, add it to you, how to give them the tools they need to write the content so you get the quality content back, headlines, all of the little details. We're going to get into that in great detail.
Well, before we started this recording, you took me through your websites, and I can confirm, we can even give some of the URLs so people can check them out. The content's top drawer. I mean, it's good stuff. It's not, sometimes people talk about hiring article writers, and they hire, people from another country that haven't learned English yet. I don't know what's going on. You read some of these websites, and you're not very impressed, but your stuff is, the people that are writing, not only do they write well, they know their subjects very well, so they're experts in the field. It's really amazing. And can we say, you're only paying through your system $10 an article?
Yeah, typically $10 an article for what we're looking for. And it's always, it's amazing to me how many writers are available that already know the subjects that almost anybody is looking at. I'll give you a couple of examples. My wife's site, epilepsymoms.com, is a very specialized site, primarily about a diet that is proven to stop seizures. And what she does, she wanted to find a writer who understood the diet. Well, this is quite a little obscure diet, and it's a rare thing. So, but lo and behold, she posts a project at Elance, the little service we use. We'll get into detail on how it all works. But, within a day, there's a writer in there. You know what? Not only can I write about the diet, I was actually on the diet as a child. And it's like you continually find these types of people. Another good example, my son Justin is putting together a website about the Sandals Resorts in Jamaica, because they have a great commission that they'll pay him to refer traffic to their site, and people who sign up and decide to go visit the Sandals Resort, he gets paid a commission. So I'm walking him through the little system that I use personally, and he's my son, so it was kind of fun to do it. And I said, well, let's post a project in Elance. I'll give you the words to say, and here, we're just going to change this. And now I took him through it, just like I'll take attendees through when we get down to Chicago. And he posted the project. Next day, I get an email from Justin, because I happen to be in Vegas. He says, you never guess, I just have a writer that came in. She's 25 years old. She just got back from the Grand Bohemian Sandals Resort. She got married down there. She's a professional writer, and she's begging him to write the articles for him. And she knows the place intimately. Oh, so, and these are the types of real, legitimate people writing real content about real things, and this is the stuff that ranks so well these days on the search engines, and you marry that up with Google AdSense, and you got a business.
You know, it's true, and here's the very important thing. The quality of the article is very, very important. And the quality that James is getting, and you can tell, you know, for $10 a throw, or maybe sometimes for specialized topics, you might pay a little more. That's not a lot, but when you have good quality articles, not only are you searching high for the search engines, but you develop a following. People come back, and that's the key. And not only do they come back, but they tell their friends and their colleagues and their family. And your sites are kind of growing like wildfire, some of them.
Yeah, they are. You know, it's exciting too for the writers. We say, well, it's $10 an article, isn't that? That sounds very, very cheap, and really it is compared to what people used to pay for articles. But if you think about it in this way, professional writers can take the information we give them, they can extrapolate it onto a page, and then create a unique, fresh article from scratch in about 30 minutes, because they're pros. This is what they do for a living. The words just flow out of them. It's amazing. And if they do two articles an hour, they're making $20 an hour. And, you know, a lot of these are stay-at-home moms. A lot of these are people, families, they're guys. They want to work at home. They don't want to go to the job. And this is their opportunity to work from home. So it really is a win-win-win for us and for the writer, for the search engine, for Google AdSense. And it's just a great little way to go.
And as the Internet marketer, you're the one putting that thing together. You know, you're coming up with the idea. You're finding the content, you're running the site, you're figuring out how to monetize the site, whether it's AdSense or affiliate marketing or other ways you can make money from websites. You're sort of the quarterback putting it together. And I'm telling you, in today's economy, but really, whether times are good or times are bad, you're always better off running your own business and learning about business and how to run business. And the great thing about the Internet was true in the beginning, it's true now, I think it's always going to be true, is it's a very forgiving and perfect kind of environment for learning to be a business owner and learning to be an entrepreneur. You can test things inexpensively. You don't have to bet the farm on one idea and hope that it works. And you can try things and educate yourself and get better and better. I learn, even though I've been doing this for 15 years, I learn new things every day that enhance my income. James, I know you are the same. It's a business where the more you know, the more you earn. And we want to get more people involved in it because it's fun. I was telling James earlier before we started the recording, I haven't done a beginner's course like this in years and years and years. I've been mainly focused on the System Seminar Conference, which is, you know, we have hundreds of attendees and we've got, you know, dozens of faculty members and it's great. But it's designed mainly for people that are in the industry and really need to know what the latest cutting edge thing is. And it's been a long time since I've taught beginners. But I don't know how many people are aware of this, but, you know, when I taught beginners, my students were people like Perry Marshall and Alex Mondosian and Yannick Silver, and the list goes on and on and on. Those are all guys that got their original education. Rick Raddatz. These are all people that got their original Internet marketing education from one of my beginner's courses. And it's been years and years since I've done a beginner's course, and I'm really, especially after talking to James, I'm really getting revved up to do this. So if you're on the beginner side of things, or if you're sort of intermediate, making some money but not haven't quite made your breakthrough, I really think this is going to be the best possible live training you could go to on Earth. And I even think some of the super pros out there that are doing six figures, you may find that some of the things we talk about in Chicago will help you get to break the seven-figure mark. So James Martell, I want to thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us, and you know, giving us a preview of what you're going to be covering. We didn't even talk about the SEO stuff, which you're a master of, but that's also something that you're going to be delving into. And thank you, of course, for joining us in Chicago. The dates for people who need to make their plans, this is November 8th and 9th in Chicago, Illinois. If you're flying in, fly into O'Hare. We're going to be just 5 minutes from the airport. This is the only course of this kind, live training of this kind, that we're giving this year. It's going to be smallish by design. We don't want hundreds of people there. We will have less than 100 attendees. So a lot of chance to ask questions. And we're going to have an ongoing clinic throughout the entire seminar at lunch breaks, dinner break, before the sessions begin. We're going to have a tech clinic where if you have any specific questions about how to do something or which kind of tool to use or how to use it, we're going to have people there that can help you and answer those questions. So it's going to be a really all-encompassing training, and I'm very excited about it. For more information, I recommend that you go to smartbeginners.com/bootcamp. That's smartbeginners.com/bootcamp. James, thanks again, and I will see you in Chicago.
Hey, Ken, much appreciated. I'm excited about it as well, and I'll see you there.